how long you were a statist, perhaps, and how did you get out of that yourself?
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting question, because I think that my personal evolution happened in stages and phases.
Yeah.
And so I think I was lucky enough, like I was sort of saying before, that I had parents who grew up on the farm, you know, and of the generation where they allowed me to explore. They let me have free roam, and I was curious, and I loved to be outside, and I did this, right? And that gave me, I think, a sense of agency, you know, over myself. And I was also, you know, whatever my nature was, one that questioned things. So I very early questioned religion, and I refused to identify with Protestant religion that my parents went to. And for whatever reason, I can't tell you why, but I just naturally questioned. And I've looked at the world, and I knew there were a lot of different formal religions, and I knew that it wasn't just that one was right and all the others were wrong. I deduced that there must be, they're all wrong, you know, and that, but there must be some kernel of truth among them all too. And that's what I wanted to learn. So this was very young, and I questioned God and all this. So there was just this part of me and my nature, and having the ability to question. And when I said I didn't want to go to church, my parents were okay with that. And so I had this curiosity to explore a lot of different paths. And I also decided that I'm not going to be in anything. I'm not going to be a Christian. I'm not going to be a this or a that, except where my weakness was a little bit in leaning to the left politically. I didn't get that this, I didn't even think about really questioning the legitimacy of government. And my dad was a Republican and my mom was a Democrat and my mom was a social worker. And I kind of said, well, I think that we need to help the underprivileged. We need to help those that can't speak up for themselves. And I don't trust, you know, the people that are focused on making money, you know, or whatever, to do that. So I sort of leaned in this whole democratic world and, you know, but wasn't super into it. And then there came a point where I observed, I was like, this is really like messed up. And this is a game. And there's like, I was watching, okay, there's always the pattern. The Democrat wins and then the Republican goes in and then the Democrat goes in. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't think I want to be a Democrat or a Republican. And I thought, well, I'll be an independent. And then I was like, but then I don't have like a chance to vote right here. So then I'm like, well, okay, if I want to vote, then I guess I better be this. So, but I was like already like really detaching from it, but still hadn't understood the root of government being illegitimate and really being a system of slavery. And it really came together as I kind of did this spiritual exploration into a lot of different paths, some, you know, some of it New Age, mysticism, studying mysticism and different philosophies. I was always interested in philosophy, and I started to be around people who were questioning, you know, things like 9/11. And I was like, oh, wait a minute here. And just opening my mind and then meeting people who were talking about, you know, their interactions with the government or with the police. And I'm like, yeah, something's not right. Something's messed up here. I have enough understanding of psychology to see the abuse of power. Yeah. And I worked in enough agencies to see how the leadership really was afraid of the staff, you know, at the ground level speaking up. And I was one that kind of always wanted to be like, I didn't want to be, but I found myself in that middle role of wanting to speak up for the workers, you know, and saw the dynamics there. I was in the martial arts. I saw abuse of power. I saw in that system, in the political system, I saw a lot of things that later on I make a lot of sense. So where I really woke up was with Mark Passio, and just how systematic his curriculum is in his podcasts, and it just made everything fell into place for me, and it made so much sense.
Yeah.
I still am a licensed clinician. And I worked in agencies that were mostly nonprofit, funded through government programs. So I've been immersed in it. I've been in government programs, seeing how badly they're run, and the power differentials, and you know, I saw this in my work. You know, and I ended up getting licensed, you know, this magical thing that gives me this ability to work freely, right? And now I'm like trying to get out of it. Now I don't want to be part of this system. And I'm seeing it get more and more controlling. So as a clinical supervisor, for example, there used to be one little form that I had to sign my name on. Now they have 3 pages with 25 bullet points that I have to sign my agreement that I am taking some magical way. I'm fully responsible for every action of an associate that I supervise, right? It's pretty scary, you know, in a way. And it's so ridiculous. It's a joke. But it's there's like coercion. It's threat and coercion operating all the time, that if you don't supervise, if you don't do something right, and that person does something wrong, you're going to be responsible for that. You know, you're going to get sued. You're going to get a warning. You're going to lose your license. There's lots of control in the system.